On the cold morning of January 28, 1986, the space shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after liftoff, killing all seven astronauts on board. Millions of people watched the live television broadcast in horror as Challenger exploded over the Atlantic Ocean. It remains one of the worst accidents of the American space program. A few weeks after the accident, two engineers who had worked on the space shuttle talked to National Public Radio on condition that they would not be named. They revealed that prior to liftoff, they had warned NASA about the cold weather risk. They were concerned that the cold temperature would stiffen the rubber O-ring seals, making them useless, which could cause the shuttle to blow up. The engineers had therefore recommended delaying the launch. However, NASA, under intense pressure to meet its promise of affordable space travel and eager to prove the program a success, rejected this advice and proceeded with the launch, with fatal consequences. One of the engineers, Roger Beaujolais, later provided documents to investigators that proved the disaster could have been prevented. He became widely known as a whistleblower and was shunned by colleagues and friends. He was also cut off from space work. As his situation grew more difficult, he became sick and depressed, a condition doctors diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder. Beaujolais hung on for 6 months before deciding to take long-term disability leave. He did not return to his job.